USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't expect that Mexican lawmakers would vote against the new deal reached with the United States concerning immigration, but he tweets this morning that if that approval doesn't happen, he will impose those tariffs he threatened to put on Mexican goods. Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says...
And they're starting to take enforcement at their southern border seriously. This is important to both countries. We now have Mexico doing more than the Democrats who work behind me on Capitol Hill on securing our southern border.
She spoke on Fox News. The deal has Mexico sending thousands of its troops to its southern border to stop Central American migrants from working their way towards the U.S. Former Red Sox superstar David Ortiz shot in the back at a bar in his hometown in the Dominican Republic yesterday by a man who was chased down by a crowd and arrested. Doctors say Ortiz is expected to recover. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The latest on the troubled Boeing 737 MAX jets. In April, American announced it was grounding its 737 MAXs through at least August 19th. Now it says that's going to be extended through at least September 3rd. The 737 MAX grounded worldwide since March after two fatal crashes. Software changes have been made by Boeing, but the FAA and its global counterparts have not signed off on those fixes. And the acting FAA chief, Daniel Elwell, says there's no timeline to do so.
I don't have September as a target. I don't have June as a target. I have safety of the 737 MAX. That's my only target.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. A woman killed and several other people seriously injured when a crane collapsed on top of an apartment building in Dallas yesterday during an 80-mile-an-hour windstorm. The death toll for horses at California's Santa Anita Park up again. Two more thoroughbreds died over the weekend. That makes 29 since late December at that track. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hadestown triumphing at this year's Tony Awards. The Broadway musical winning 8 last night, including Best New Musical and Best Performance by a Feature Actor in a Musical. That went to actor Andre DeShields, the 73-year-old picking up his first Tony Award in an over 50-year career.
Baltimore, Maryland, are you in the house? Because I am making good on my promise that I would come to New York and become someone you'd be proud to call your native son.
Ollie Stroker picking up Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Musical for Oklahoma, making her the first wheelchair-using performer to ever win a Tony. The Ferryman picked up Best New Play and several other awards. As for what was tops at the cinemas in America this weekend, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Point me in the direction of any animal who needs my help and stand back.
The Secret Life of Pets 2, featuring the voices of Kevin Hart, Harrison Ford, and Tiffany Haddish. It's tops at the box office with $47 million, coming in at number 2, Dark Phoenix at $33 million, Disney's remake of Aladdin coming in at number 3 with $24 million, Godzilla King of Monsters at number 4 with $15
million. Rocket Man coming in next, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.